Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So in the studio with me this morning, Jen Hinkle and Twi Nguyen. They're going to talk about some really great things that are happening here in St. Louis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Jen, we've talked before about the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation. And the first event that you started, the I Heart Food and Wine event that happens in the fall. But why don't you tell people who maybe aren't familiar with the foundation what it's about and when it started?
Okay. Well, my husband and I started the foundation not long after our son passed away. He was born with a congenital heart defect. And after 13 months, he passed away from complications. And right after he passed away, during his funeral services, in lieu of flowers, we requested that people do a donation to the Children's Heart Foundation. And the Children's Heart Foundation is an organization that is dedicated to funding pediatric heart research. In just 2 days, we raised $13,000.
Wow.
And it, despite still being pretty weighed down by the grief of losing Ollie, it really made us feel good. And it was one of those positive things that we were able to hold on to. And it wasn't just the money, it was all of the support from the people who came out and were a part of that.
Yeah, I say it's the why me effect. You know, instead of saying why me, because you're in so much pain, you turn the question around and you say, why me? What do I do with this grief? What do I do with this event that's happened in my life to do good?
And yes,
you've done amazing things.
You're giving me goosebumps.
They really have. It's a fantastic organization.
Thank you. So not long after we raised the money during his memorial services, it felt good. So we wanted to do more. And we started planning a little fundraiser that would include food and beer and maybe some live music. And it eventually, over the course of a few months, it turned into this big event with 20 local restaurants and over 200 wines to taste. And our first year, 5 or 6 local brewers came out. And we that year raised another $40,000 through the food and wine event.
Wow.
So it's all been sort of organic. It's just grown from that original feeling that we got when we raised money for the Children's Heart Foundation and knew that we were making a difference in the lives of other people who were going through what we've been through.
Yeah. And we didn't mention this, but you and your husband are the geniuses behind Olive and Oak and Clover and the Bee. And Twi is from the Miley and Nudo House family.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have a lot of food and drink connections and a lot of people who know you just in that world and want to help out.
Totally. We kind of felt like we had all of these great resources at our fingertips and it would have been a waste to not utilize them. And Twi and her husband, Qui, with Miley and Nudo House, they have been big supporters of ours from day one. In that first year, they were one of part of the group of chefs that we kind of reached out, not knowing what people would say if they'd want to be involved. And the response was just overwhelming when they all came back asking, like, just tell me where to be. Tell me what to do. We're in.
That's so great. The Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation is also there for families who have children with congenital heart defects.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does the foundation do for those families?
So the foundation is dedicated to lessening the impact of congenital heart disease through love, awareness, and advancing pediatric heart research. So sort of the backbone of our mission is to fund this research so that we can get more answers to this very prevalent and deadly disease that so many kids are inflicted by. But sort of the heart and soul of our foundation is the outreach that we give to the families who we serve. So we will do anything from taking dinner into families who have been in the hospital for a long time. We deliver care packages with a bunch of hospital essentials and gift cards to local restaurants, gas cards, iTunes gift cards. We'll surprise kids on their birthdays. We've covered funeral expenses for families who have lost their heart warrior. And one of our biggest, most recent collaborations that we've had a great response on is this mental health program that we've collaborated with St. Louis Children's Hospital on. And there, basically, we were finding that there was a huge need for some mental health assistance from these heart families whose children were getting diagnosed with CHD. Some common themes when you have a child with CHD are anxiety, depression. You feel kind of lonely, that people don't understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
And obviously you're very scared because your child is going into these big surgeries and you don't know what the outcome is going to be all the time.
What Jen is sharing, I think, is so unique because a lot of non-for-profits and charitable organizations really have missions of providing funding to research, which is so key. However, what is unique about the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation is the human approach, the outreach, the ability to bond with other families that are going through a really terrible time and bring them a little bit of joy, a little bit of comfort in the midst of what they're going through. And so that's why it's an organization that, you know, Kui and I really like to support, because there is a human kind of touch component to the service that they're providing.
Yeah, because they know that they're not alone. I'm sure when you first get this diagnosis, the first thing you do is go online and you might not know anyone. Mm-hmm. Who is going through this. So to have that network of families, and that's a forever bond.
For sure. The local heart community is very tight-knit, and a lot of times the doctors are advising you not to go online and Google stuff because of the severity of some of the diagnosis. But a lot of these relationships are built by heart moms who... maybe they're more veteran heart moms and they're in the hospital with their child for one reason or another, and they recognize a new heart mom that's having a hard time, or maybe a family who's been in there for a while. And then we also have some relationships with the social workers at Cardinal Glennon and at Children's Hospital, and they just kind of drop us a line anytime they recognize a family who could use a little lifting through a care package or some financial support. Whatever the case may be, we just try to do whatever we can.
So, of course, Food and Wine happens in the fall, but you have an inaugural event that is happening in about a week. So excited about this. I'm a sucker for a good logo. I love visual stuff. And as soon as I saw the logo, I was like, oh, I don't even know if I'm going to be in town this weekend, but I need the T-shirt. I'm totally signing up for this. So why don't you tell people what's happening next weekend?
Okay. We'll make sure that you get a T-shirt, too.
So the Love Run 5K and Kids Fun Run is the inaugural event. It may be the spring fundraising event for the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation. We're doing it in conjunction with the Children's Heart Foundation. And it is a 5K that is going to go through the beautiful streets of Kirkwood and end at Kirkwood Park. And then, of course, there's also a 1 mile fun run for the kids. And we wanted to not only make it an event that people who were into fitness wanted to participate in, but we also wanted to make sure that it was a family-oriented event. So there's going to be food trucks there. The Balkan Treat Box is going to be there. Juice Masters, our friends at Caldi's and Strange Donuts are going to be there. And then as far as the events for the family, we're going to have the bubble bus. We're to have superheroes and princesses walking around and greeting the kids, and also balloon animal artist, which is fascinating to me, even as an adult.
Yes. How can they do it so quickly?
Exactly.
I mean, I could maybe do it if you gave me 45 minutes with one balloon, but I mean, they, exactly. like 30 seconds
it's
and
so
they're done.
Quick. Yes. And so that's Sunday, May the 20th in Kirkwood Park. And we would really love for anyone who is available that day or wants to spend some quality time in the morning with their family to register at www.loverunstl.com.
Okay, good. I was going to ask you for the website. And it's a great time for a run because it's before St. Louis gets too swampy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting close, though.
We're getting there.
Yes, yes. So the Love Run and iHeart Food and Wine, and you have another event called Spring Into Love that's actually been going on since March.
Yes. So we launched Spring Into Love last year as sort of like a nod to our grassroots beginning with the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation. And it's especially important to us this year because we're this little grassroots organization that just sort of started from a place of pain and has grown into more representation of hope and strength. And this year we will we're on track to break $1 million to date since we were founded 5 years ago. So
that's pretty incredible. You need to stop for a second. And I mean, that's amazing.
Very exciting.
$1 million in 5 years.
Yes.
Wow.
So we, through Spring Into Love, we are asking people from our community, people from other communities to get involved. And basically, whether they're children or adults, to just sort of put together their own little fundraiser. And it could be something as small as a lemonade stand or a bake sale. We've had participants have set up little pop-up consignment shops. And then we also have a few people who have done wine dinners and some larger scale fundraising. And the whole point of it is that it's a nod to our grassroots beginning. And it is a way for a lot of people to come together and make a really big difference. So our sort of tagline is that we're giving ordinary people the chance to make an extraordinary difference. Our goal is that once all the fundraisers come together, we raise $20,000, and we're about halfway there.
Wow.
So we're still looking for more participants for that, though, as well.
That's great. Is there a place where people can see all of the different events going on, or is it more people are just promoting them on their own?
Yeah, it's a little more organic. People just promoting on their own. Our marketing team, Sincerely Everest, has put together a marketing toolkit. So all of our participants, it's really easy for them to pull materials from there and make their own little flyers or thank you notes and stuff like that. But it's really just meant to be fun. It's a good learning experience for kids. And some of the fundraisers we've seen, you can tell that the adults are having fun with it too.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds great. So where can people reach out to your marketing department if they want all of the, if they bought the kit?
All of the materials for Spring Into Love can be found on our website at OllieHinkleHeartFoundation.com. And there's tabs and links and all the information is there.
Can people also buy the giant hearts on the Ollie Hinkle website, or is that just at Olive and Oak?
That is just at Olive and Oak and at Clover and the Bee.
Okay.
Yes. And they sell out pretty quickly. So our partners replenish them as quickly as they can, but usually they can be found there.
Yeah, we have one as people pull into our neighborhood. It's up on a tree so that everyone can see it.
I love that.
That's so cute.
And if people have never been to Olive and Oak before, there are so many pictures of Ollie because he's one of the namesakes of the restaurant. That's what Olive stands for.
Yes.
And Oak is for Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see pictures of your family. It's just a great visual that the restaurant is all about family and love and lots of hearts throughout the restaurant.
For sure. A theme throughout.
So once again, Jen Hinkle, Tweewin, thank you so much for joining me. And if you want more information about the Love Run, I Heart Food and Wine, Spring Into Love, just the foundation in general, what's the best place for everyone to go?
The best place is probably to our website to find information about the foundation, www.olliehinkleheartfoundation.com. But we're also on Instagram and we're on Facebook as The OHF, The OHHF. And we're pretty active in those social media platforms as well.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you just Google the Love Run 5K Kirkwood, it's easy to find that. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for joining me. Fingers crossed that you have beautiful weather on Sunday. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon as we get closer to I Heart Food and Wine.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.